Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there, and welcome back.
Yeah, quick update, guys. We just want to, cover something really quick and, again, invite you guys to make sure you subscribe to all three channels, Evolutionary EE Arts and Heart's Home. Something we were talking about earlier, we were talking about this swarm that's going on. Here you see 5.7 quake shakes Northern California. There's been quite a few, and California gets swarms. It is a place that is plagued by massive quake swarms from time to time. And here you see you have 37 quakes in this one area right here. And this is Lake Almanor. And another thing that's interesting to note when we come back out is the Lassen National Forest. And if you're not familiar with where this is, beautiful, gorgeous area. We went exploring through this area, and you can see Shasta's up here to the northwest of this area. We do have another cluster of quakes over in this area as well, which we will see from time to time. These times are very notable, though, in that there's so much going on right now, obviously, geopolitically. This is Mount Lassen, and historically, it's a very, very interesting mountain. May 22nd, 1915, explosive eruption of Lassen Peak, California. Blasted rock fragments and pumice high into the air. It rained fine volcanic ash as far away as Winnemucca in Nevada, 200 miles to the east. You see this photo was taken from near the town of Red Bluff, 40 miles west of the volcano. Huge column of volcanic ash and gas produced by the eruption rises to a height of more than 30,000 feet. If you guys have been, and I know most of you guys have been with us for quite a while, back in November, December, the guides had given Cindy this vision. And what it looked like to her was more like Shasta than anything. And they said basically a year and a half. And then they gave her another vision of both a volcanic eruption and warfare. And we interpreted that as being, within 18 months or so, there would be volcanic eruptions in the Pacific Northwest, as well as war going on U.S. soil. So when we see the cluster of these quakes where they are, which happens to be right by Mount Lassen, which, again, last time it historically erupted, by the way, it erupted from 1914 to 1917. World War I was between 1914 and 1918. Spanish flu was 1918. You guys that have been listening to me for years, decades ago, when I was in my 20s, I remember looking and actually going through books in those days and thinking about how it seemed like when there was times of war and of great conflict, awful lot of anger and hatred and violence and everything in the air, it seemed like we had these natural disasters of large proportion that seemed to go along with it. And again, it was impressed upon me that, our consciousness and our emotions affects the earth. And again, we're part of the earth. So, I've always made a note of that. Isn't it really curious, is it not?
It is. It is really curious. It's definitely something to keep an eye on, especially with the parallels that we have found that are going on. I had this vision, and the reason I shared it was because of the very specific writing on there. And I don't get writing. I don't get numbers. I don't get dates. And only because I did get that writing did I share it, because on that vision of the volcano, that it was just a plain brown volcano, it said 1.5. And we took that to be, 1.5 years from now, that there could be things happening. And the timeline is not right. But we have to remember, timelines move and shift, and they change all over the place. And right now is a really curious time. You know, Mike has been off all day, and he's usually very stable, feeling very stable. And today he's just been like not himself. He feels there's something off. And we have friends that are texting saying, hey, there's something going on here. You know, I think they want our take on it. And my take on it is always have yourself prepared for something. I also feel very strongly some shenanigans going on with CERN. Because when I feel deep inside of that volcano, this is not a voluntary action that's going on with the mother. She's, again, it's like she's being forced. She is bound. She has no choice but to react because it's like some type of a reflex that is being hit. And we're at a very delicate time. And, you know, when it comes to CERN, this is another thing that came up, is that CERN is no longer working together with us. It's Russia and Belarus are separated from the CERN project. And I thought that was really curious, too, because I think we have dimensional shifts going on, as above, so below. We have so much chaos going on here in the 3D. I wouldn't be surprised if they have found a way to really shake up the lower 4D, and we're the ones who are going to have to deal with that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I feel, it feels like there's energies in play. Now, again, timelines can change, especially when they're using these technologies, because it could be, you know, that maybe a whole year passes. Maybe this is just a buildup. Maybe it's going to keep going. And a whole year passes before it hits. This has been constantly going through my head because it feels like everything that's kind of ready to go now, it's a little bit too early, but at the same time, it feels like there's nothing else that really has to be done. I think they have everything in place. And so, you know, if they could trigger something, again, so much is tied into how awake are people. How many people are waking up quick enough that it could interfere with their plans? So, you know, it's that part is also up in the air. As more people wake up, and it is imperative that we wake up as many as possible, it's still like it, in some ways it boggles my mind that you'll have people that say, oh, you guys are being too negative, you're programming. It's like, if you just don't want to know what's being activated or what's in the plans, then, you know, go stick your head in the hole and just keep whistling Dixie until it blows up. It's up to you. You know, again, it's part of the bigger picture that's going on. It's about waking up as many as possible so that we can change timelines, because again, there is a collective consciousness to this, you know, reality that we find ourselves in. And yeah, I think the individual can always perhaps change their path easier than we could change the collective. And what we're looking to do is help as many as possible by awakening those to what's going on. So again, you know, a freight train barreling down on the rails behind you, you can't see it. We want to let you know, hey, jump off, you know, get out of the way. Get out of the way. And again, does this mean that Lassen's going to go again? It's always curious, too. Do you see the timing of these things? And they are timed with war and major events like that. So we just wanted to bring that to you. There's a lot more, too. I mean, we were just talking about an article that was bringing up Cascadia and how that, you know, is way overdue. And, of course, those articles sell newspapers or nowadays sell subscriptions to online, you know, online subscriptions and the like. You know, they always utilize fear. Yeah, at some point in time it will happen, and especially when there's technology that's being used to actually, you know, trigger that now. So, you know, again, it's been relatively quiet in the Pacific Northwest, but it's not going to stay that way. So this is definitely something to make note of and watch. And we had showed you before when we had that 4.5, and I think there was a 4.3 that were off the coast of the Carolinas. And then we had before that 3 3.9s that were off the coast of St. Augustine, Florida. Clearly it went, you know, those were absolutely technological things. Absolutely. Because I think they are looking to trigger an event that would, you know, hit both coasts at the same time. Look natural, but really be technologically induced. As you see, you know, quite a bit of quake activity over there. So, you know, the eruption of Lassen Peak, it has happened before. Again, there was a series of eruptions between 1914 and 1917. And this is something that could happen again. So you see over here from the USGS volcanoes. Did you feel that? You know, 5.4 over here. Now, they say it wasn't volcanic, but we'll keep watching it just in case. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for keeping on it. This is something I just thought was interesting. You know, the reality of weather control. It's out there. And same thing with the technology to possibly induce earthquakes. Russian weather control unit responsible for sabotaging climate weather via geoengineering, has threatened to send heavy rain into Bakhmut and Zaporozhye. Starting Friday to stop the Ukrainian counteroffensive. There's going to be a lot of things that come out in this war, and the technologies are going to be affirmations for those CONS piracy theorists. Now, they're telling us this. You know, it's like, okay, well, now they're finally admitting to this. And this was from April 10th of this year. Warm liquid spewing from Oregon seafloor comes from Cascadian Fault. Could offer clues to earthquake hazards. And there is this prophecy, which was pointed out to me, which I hadn't seen before. This is printed April 19th this year. And it says, on May 17th, the greatest catastrophe in the history of mankind was appointed. Now, this is a random prophecy, but again, there's been so many of these that have been given to people throughout the years, and visions that people have had that seem to kind of go along. So this is talking, and this is from thebigone.com. One of the most beloved activities of American evangelists for many decades has been the guys talking about all kinds of disasters that will fall on the U.S. in general and on the church in particular. And the leader in bad predictions is, for some reason, Seattle, to whom pastors promised both the landing of Chinese paratroopers and the explosions of a volcano, a false flag, an atomic bombing, and much more. After the start of the Great Plague upon the land and the subsequent treatment, the emphasis of predictions changed in this direction, but now it seems the topic is returning, and yesterday a very interesting prophecy about the state of Washington appeared on the network. According to the author of Wang Washington, as well as the adjacent Oregon and part of California will be destroyed to the lunar landscape by some kind of catastrophe of an unknown nature. Perhaps it will be a natural cataclysm, possibly war. In addition to the fact that the person to whom this was all showed describes the upcoming events in the state, the importance of the van is the date of its implementation is indicated. The prophecy said after 9 weeks since the date of sleep, which was March 15th, 2023, so that would be May 17th, 2023. Yeah, there's been more prophecies that came and went and never amounted to anything. Now, you know, what was interesting for me, and well, for one, this the native language of this prophecy is in Russian. Okay. So, you know, is this really just kind of bogus? But at the same time, we know the controllers put things out there. This is what they do. You know, they make it look nonsensical at times. They'll put it into a script of a movie, a book, a play, whatever. You know, and then at the same time, they already know maybe there's some sort of attack plan for this period in time, a false flag event or what have you. You never know. But the only thing is that, you know, going back years ago, I had seen what looked to me, it looked like I was watching TV, and the TV was covering what they said was an 8.3 in the Seattle area. And just, you know, talking about the damage from the quake. And then shortly thereafter. That one I was watching again, like watching TV, and seeing them talk about the big one. San Andreas went. LA was split in half, and they were talking about a list of celebrities that they knew survived and other ones that didn't. Like, given we have confirmation that so-and-so is no longer with us, or we have confirmation that so-and-so is just fine. And, you know, it was, again, like, clear as day, and, like, I was just watching it. And when you look into it, you know, there have been thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have had these visions. Thousands, I mean, millions, probably. I bet you it's in the millions. Maybe tens of millions. It all depends on the individual and their connection to the higher self, and how good they can pick up from their guides.
You know, and lately, one thing that's been going around in the circle of people that we know are the tsunami dreams seem to be making a return. And I know it seems like so many people who are going through an awakening have had that tsunami dream, and it's really quite traumatic. But another dream that's making the rounds is more disturbing to me, and that's something that it could be a CME or it could be something more deliberate, but we lose power. The vehicles stop working. You know, you can't get anywhere. The truck won't stay on the road because you've lost all power. You know, so these things have been, honestly, you know, we cannot pinpoint anything, but we can be honest with you and tell you what people and ourselves personally have been experiencing. So definitely a time to be awake, aware, and prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. So this article goes on and talks about this one person, Svetlana P., shares information, and they were talking about revelations that were given to my parents when we lived in Ukraine in Donbass. We moved to America in 1996. Even earlier, God discovered there'd be war in that place, so our parents decided to move to America. We moved to Washington, lived there for 2 years. God discovered such a state that there will be such a great disaster, and whoever hears will ring in both ears. That sounds like a volcanic explosion, like boom. I mean, they could sound like the biggest cannon shot you've ever heard, blowing away, actually, any cannons. In the third year, my parents moved out of there to the center of America, and they live there to that day. This is what the guides have told us. The center is the best place in the U.S. That's what they've said to us. Towards the center is all they really kind of give to us, is towards the center. So it's interesting. You know, you could go on and on with the people that have had these type of visions and seen these type of prophecies. But when Cindy was talking to you about an EMP or a CME, something that comes that takes things out, the conditions, because I had that, Cindy had it, and one of our closest friends there had it. We all had it within about a 10-day period where we got the same thing coming through. And the conditions of that particular event happening are exactly what we're going through right now. So we were in the process of doing something, which we are doing right now, and then it happens, like right in the middle of it. And so, you know, it's just curious because, you know, the timing is all right there. So what should everybody do? Well, it's, again, I just think be more prepared. I mean, do you have gas for your generator? Do you have a generator? Can you, you know, function if there is no power for a while? Do you have an escape plan if you are, say, like on the West Coast or the East Coast, or by nuclear reactors or by military bases? I mean, all we're in a time of war. So, you know, again, are you too close to the border? Do you, you know, because again, there's so many people coming over. It's just mind-blowing how many are coming over at this point in time. So it's all about having that plan, you know, as Dutch will say, have that earthquake plan, but, you know, have that everything plan as much as you possibly can. You know, another thing to add to this is we have this lake which dried up and dried up for so long, and now all of a sudden it's coming back and it's staying back. This is the type of changes that happen on this planet. They can't be monumental and much faster than most people realize. Add to that 3 times the average snowpack, tons of weight and water, you know, in this whole area. absolutely can certainly be a triggering event. So hopefully we have like more time and not less. Hopefully the timelines haven't sped up. You know, let's keep putting our positive intentions out there. But at the same time, you know, I really don't think it does any good to shut up about what's happening. Again, if you don't tell people the train's rolling down that track, you know, are you not complicit then if they get hit and you knew better?
Right. You know, I can't overstate that. If you see something is going to happen and people are going to get hurt, you have the ability to say something and you don't, I feel that you're just as guilty. I do. You know, it's like,
that's negative karma.
Yeah, and it's not a good thing. It's definitely not a good thing. And I don't know too many people who would be able to not say something. And Mike and I are too, that when we see something coming, we're going to tell you at least what we know, and what we have experienced and what we have gone through. So again, do we think, you know, is this going to be something huge, catastrophic? This is a time to be prepared, definitely.
Absolutely, because again, technologies are in play. But then again, you know, Mother Earth doesn't want to harm anybody. So she's doing her best to hold things in place as long as she possibly can.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just take a look at this kitty here and do something that entertains you, even if it doesn't really make sense. it's all good.
Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.